In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews outlines a further easing of COVID-19 restrictions for the state. New South Wales to reopen its border to Victoria this week. And in football, Tottenham claims top spot in the English Premier League with victory over Manchester City. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victorians will no longer be required to wear masks outdoors from midnight unless they are unable to socially distance, but they must still be worn inside. Among the other changes to come into force are household visitor numbers to increase to 15 per day, up to 50 people allowed to gather outdoors, and hospitality caps rising to a total of 300 patrons with a maximum of 100 people inside. Premier Daniel Andrews says people working from home will be allowed to return to the office from November the 30th with a maximum of 25% capacity, and the limit on visitors to homes will increase to 30 per day on December the 13th. But he warns that while the state has recorded its 23rd consecutive day without any new COVID-19 cases or deaths, Victorians must remain vigilant.
Victorians have done an amazing job and built something that is so, so precious, but it is fragile. And each of us need to play our part. These rules are a reflection of the best public health advice, listening and being driven by the science, being driven by the data, and trying to get people back to as close to normal as possible. But it can only be COVID normal, and everything must be COVID safe.
Police in New South Wales will leave the Victorian border at midnight after 4 months of controlling movement between states during the coronavirus pandemic. Defence Force personnel and police managed 27 checkpoints handing out penalty notices, plus charges related to border control directions. Today, New South Wales hasn't recorded any new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, but 11 overseas travellers have tested positive. Speaking from the border town of Albury, Premier Gladys Berejiklian says from tomorrow, her state and Victoria will enter a new phase.
Even when you walk around the community, people don't differentiate between Albury and Wodonga, between New South Wales and Victoria here. So I'm just pleased that life will get back to normal tomorrow. And I want to thank the community for your patience, for your resilience, and also for being a great example to the rest of New South Wales.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says there are no signs of community transmission in the state as it emerges from a three-day lockdown. No new coronavirus cases linked to the Parafield cluster in Adelaide's north have been detected, and just one additional infection has been identified as a returned overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. Stay-at-home orders were removed across South Australia today, and the government is aiming to relax the remaining restrictions imposed due to the cluster at the start of December. Mr. Marshall says the state has avoided a catastrophic situation by acting quickly and following the health advice.
The testing rates in South Australia have been phenomenal. More than 77,000 tests this week. And in fact, yesterday alone, we had 16,928. So this is a fantastic result. And the good news is there has been no community transmission whatsoever.
World leaders attending the Group of 20 Countries Summit are pushing for coordinated action against coronavirus as optimism about a vaccine grows. Leaders from the Group of 20 Countries want a COVID-19 vaccine to be safe, affordable and available in the fight against the pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison attended the virtual G20 event on Saturday and is taking part again on Sunday. He's noted Australia has been successful in suppressing the health effects of the virus and softening the economic damage. An upgrade to recent technology for health professionals is allowing for COVID-19 screening to be done in 10 languages as well as English. The Cold Assist app is being expanded to overcome language barriers, and it could soon be made available overseas. At a testing site in Melbourne, Kylie Roper says sometimes staff have had to rely on website translations to communicate effectively.
Because it's medical, we really need to make sure that they fully understand what we're talking to them about. So we do have some handouts that we can give them, but to get that information from them, we're really restricted with just the Google Translate.
In football, Tottenham has claimed top spot in the Premier League with victory over Manchester City. Jose Mourinho watched the Spurs produce one of his trademark performances to secure the 2-0 win over City. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny 35, Adelaide partly cloudy 24, Melbourne rain easing in 20, Hobart partly cloudy 20 degrees, Canberra showers in 26, Wollongong showers 27, Sydney, a shower or two, 31. Newcastle, much the same, and 33. Brisbane, sunny, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32 also. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.